Money Mondays, Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and special accounts. Additionally, Melody is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com and Monday mornings on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
All right, there have been some changes in the Social Security rules.
Yes, this is coming out of the recent budget deal that Congress passed and the president signed last month. They made some big changes to Social Security that will affect mostly couples who are filing for Social Security.
Okay, couples.
Yes, okay, so let me give you an example.
Okay.
There was this great option that existed that allowed couples to maximize their retirement earnings, and it was called file and suspend. So once one spouse reached full retirement age, which is currently 66 years old, that person could file for Social Security and then immediately suspend their portion of the benefit. Now, why would anyone do that? Because the longer you allow your Social Security account to grow, you actually every year make 8% more. So if you can wait between 66 and 70, your payout is a lot higher. So that's why people would do it. Their spouse would get paid, but they would suspend their benefit and then unsuspend it when they were 70 years old. So to get a maximum amount of money. But the new rule says that if you suspend your benefit after filing for it, you suspend all of your benefits, benefits that go to spouses, benefits that go to children, all of your benefits get suspended. So you can't take advantage of that file and suspend anymore. Now, the one thing I'll tell you, this is grandfathered until April 30th of this year. So if you turn 66 before this year and want to take advantage of this, this is your last shot at it. But beyond that, you'll not be able to file and suspend anymore.
What are some of the other rules that they changed?
So the next one that they did is very similar. Again, these are people trying to get the most they can out of Social Security. And we know Social Security for millions of Americans is their largest source of retirement income. So there was something that people would do when they fell between the age of 66 and 70, full retirement age and 70, where they would claim the spousal benefit, so you had a husband or wife that would claim the benefit, but defer their own benefit until they were 70. So say you were married, you would claim your wife's benefit, but you would defer your own benefit until you were 70 years old. The government says, nope, can't do that anymore. You're deemed to be filing. So now when you do that, you get the higher of your spousal benefit of your own or your own, but you can't try to take advantage of the loophole by claiming your spouse and then letting your benefit continue to grow. So they're really trying to clamp down on this idea of trying to maximize their return through some of these loopholes that have existed for years.
This doesn't sound good.
Well, they're trying to say hold on to their money. Social Security, because they tell us every year that we don't know how much longer we're going to have money for your children to have their Social Security come through.
Okay, and you said there were three rules that were changed.
Yeah, so the last one is, okay, that you would be able to file Social Security at the age of 66 and then suspend your payment. Now, again, why would you do that? You would file and suspend so your payments could continue to grow at this 8% a year rate until you're 70 years old. But they had a loophole that said if you suddenly had some kind of emergency, let's say you were sick or something went wrong, you could unsuspend your payment, unsuspend it, and get a lump sum for the money that you had not gotten while it was suspended. Now, that helped a lot of people. Now, that lump sum would come at what the payment would have been when you were filing at 66 years old. They say now, if you file and suspend your payment and you try to unsuspend it, you don't get a lump sum from those missing years anymore. They'll just start paying you monthly at what the rate should have been when you first suspended your payment.
Jeez.
So no catching up on those years that you missed.
Wow, Scrooge comes late this year, or is it early? Which is it?
Oh,
that's what I said. They closed up millions of people took advantage of these loopholes. They do not exist anymore, so it's important that people know.
Like you said, Sib, they've been saying over and over again, there's going to come a time when we'll have no money for Social Security.
And this is a way to
Well, I've always said I've been very nervous about Social Security. Don't plan on it.
Yeah.